This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Ennis.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Yeah, the news of the moment is that we finally got some clarity into the Stephon Diggs injury situation. And go ahead and cover your ears if you don't want bad noise.
Warning, graphic.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be graphic, but it's not going to make you feel good, unfortunately. Unfortunately, I am not bearing good news. Texans wide receiver Stephon Diggs did indeed suffer a season-ending injury to his knee. It is a torn ACL. And thus his season has come to a close. He will not play again for the remainder of the season. An ACL, typically, what, a 9 to 12 month kind of situation. So that's going to be interesting to see what the implications are for, you know, him playing next year, because his deal was reworked to where this was the final year of his deal. He will be a free agent at the end of the season. And so there's a lot of ramifications there, but just remembering the human himself, D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the team, who was talking, he might have just finished up talking, said that Stephon has brought more to our team than I can explain, saying it's definitely a blow to us. He's hurting. We'll get you more of that audio here shortly. But yeah, just what your first thoughts upon finding out, John, that Stephon Diggs will indeed be done for the season?
Well, outside of the here and now, I think he's been extremely valuable to this team, especially with Nico out, especially just being consistent. Can you replace his production? His production hasn't been off the charts, so ostensibly you could replace the production, but it's been consistent. And as you just outlined, and you are going to hear from D'Amico Ryans here pretty soon, right here on these airwaves, what he's brought is a lot. But then I'm not waffling, I promise. I'm truly trying to determine which direction would be the smartest. Obviously, offensive line needs help. It's not a lot of help that's out there.
Oh, in regards to the are they fast gonna make coming a move? Yeah. Trade deadline that's literally next Tuesday, November 5th.
From today. And as you and I were talking about this still during the break, let's bring it to air. You know, they have weapons. Weapons is not an issue. Do they have something that'll take them to another level? Tank Dell, we know what he can do, but only until after Stephon Diggs was hurt did he really start to really sort of look like the old Tank Dell this past Sunday. Xavier Hutchinson has contributed. Has he been a consistent contributor in his 2 years, the last 2 years? No.
When needed to step up.
He has, but, I mean, a catch here, two catches there.
Okay.
Is that going to get you where you want to go? That's where I'm torn on this. Like, it's a luxury to have three stud wide receivers like the Texans came into the season.
That's the place that I sit at, and maybe, I don't know. Like, I think that being close to this, you almost get to a point where this is what you need, and maybe also this is an indictment on the offense and all the people involved. I don't need to name the principals. You know who we're talking about, right? That they have not been able to do more offensively with all this talent. But the fact of the matter is that there still has been a lot of talent here, and I almost feel like that parent looking at the kid who's asking for something else for Christmas was like, you got all these other toys. You have a veteran wide receiver.
There's a whole
Robert
box
Woods
over there.
You ain't touched Robert Woods since last Christmas. Right? Robert Woods over there sad, waiting for Andy to come play with him. Right? Yeah. You got a whole Robert Woods over there that you're not using. Right? You have, obviously, you mentioned Tank. You have John Metchie, who you've been trying to figure out what he's capable of giving it to you. And I know that there's been moments, where, especially in his past, but as we've detailed over a long period of time, there's been a lot of reasons why you've had to kind of give it time, whether it's him dealing with cancer or a knee injury and those types of things. Now he is healthy, and in preseason you got to see a little spark. And at the end of this past game against the Colts, you got to see a little spark. Mm-hmm. There's an opportunity to see that. Like, you have a lot of guys, and I understand the question of, at the top end, do you have a ton? But I don't know that I think there's also something to be concerned with. And I actually, let me take this all the way back. Does this feel like you have to shoot your entire shot right now? Because I think that that also will dictate some of this, right? Does this feel like future capital, future trade capital be damned? Let's go and F them picks in some ways and make sure that we get to that place in this. Or is this something where you have to consider that you have a lot of, you know, a lot of veterans that are on short term deals, and maybe some of those draft, some of that draft capital helps you continue to build, because you're simultaneously early on in the development curve of this Texas team. Yeah. But also you have to consider replacing certain people, or maybe just getting them re-signed up for the future. And I don't know that a ton of free agents is a sustainable way of building a team, especially if you want to have a long window, which it feels like you should be able to have with C.J. Stroud at the peak of his powers.
But here's the thing. C.J. Stroud didn't go anywhere.
Correct.
And so you have that. All right. And then I think that the number one question the Texans have to ask themselves right now, today, like literally right now, is, are we going for it or not? Because, yes, it was a luxury to have, you know, the three big wide receivers, the five-headed monster that C.J. Stroud talked about. But teams that are contenders have that. Teams that are contenders don't have, well, maybe Mechie. Well, maybe Xavier Hutchinson. We've seen a little bit here and there. No, they have the proven commodities that can take you to another level. So that's why I'm kind of going back and forth. Because the other part of this, all the other teams in the conference – are making additions. They're getting better.
The
Bills have added.
But they also started from a place significantly behind where you are currently. Plus, if you're talking about, are we going to win? There's other places where you can go all in.
No, I don't disagree.
And we've talked about that. Yeah. Cornerback, offensive line, even though I consistently add the caveat that I'm not certain how feasible it is to make those kind of additions in the season. But there's clearly places where you actually have depth issues. I don't think that this is actually a depth issue for you here.
But again, what you know,
it could be with more injuries.
What you know versus what you think. Okay. You know, you think on Xavier Hutchinson, and it could be right. You think on John Mechie after one game, when really his entire career has not been much. You think, you know, Robert Woods might be Mr. Consistency, but is that going to get you over the top? Again, I'm not saying do this or don't do that.
But all those are depth issues. All those are depth pieces as well.
Depth pieces, but are they going to take you there?
People that you would be trusting to take you there would be Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz, and of course, once he returns, Nico Collins.
Right.
Those are the guys, and Joe Mixon, right? You talked about five-headed monster. In theory, at some point in the season, you will still have four of those heads of the monster.
Joe Mixon is a wild card in terms of making your decision, because he's really the MVP if you just look at the entirety of the season thus far. So, maybe that would be something that could make you lean toward, no, we're not going to do anything. But again, you know, you have a franchise quarterback that is an elite quarterback. Other elite quarterbacks are getting equipped with Amari Cooper and DeAndre Hopkins. Not necessarily Stephon Diggs, but those pieces that can maybe get them over the top. Meanwhile, you lost a piece.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got anything, Figgy?
Yeah, no, I was thinking, I'm kind of torn between this too, because at the very beginning, I didn't think about losing any of these guys like this.
Yeah.
Where now I got to make a big time trade to get another receiver. So I think I can see Nick Caserio making a smaller type of receiver move. Like I seen somebody on the YouTube say Deontay Johnson. Like, I don't know if that's a big time move or not. Like, I don't know how much you would give up to get somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you got to roll with what you got right now, man.
Yeah, and I mean,
especially you got somebody like a Schultz, and you know, you got some some pieces, but I just think you got to roll with the pieces you got now.
And that's, and again, I'm adding more kind of question marks that you have on the team, but then you still have a tight end like Cade Stover involved here, that he has not had a lot of room. Like, some of this, you also wonder, like, the reason why you have questions about some of these guys is because they've not had the room to show you
to flourish. Right. No, I get it. I have my doubts on Mechie, even though, you know, credit, you know, is due. I think Tank Dell could be that guy. I think he could flourish. He showed flashes of it already. But, man, it's a tough decision, and I don't think it's necessarily a bad decision to look at a wide receiver.
And I think this is where the experience of seeing all these guys in practice is going to be very helpful, because we are only limited to what we get to see in games, really, in preseason and training camp, those types of things. These coaches, these particularly Caserio, you could tell how hands-on he is when he's breaking down literally every game and all these things. Coaches and scouts get an opportunity to see these guys all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be really insightful into these other depth pieces, what they start doing. If you start hearing chatter about them, although they typically play it kind of close to the vest, if you start hearing chatter about them looking to acquire a wide receiver, maybe that is an indictment of those other guys. But for all intents and purposes, it feels like this team has been high on all these guys. We just played the Caserio Cup where you talked about Hutchinson and Mechie and Stover and Schultz and the ways in which they believe, at the very least for this Thursday game, and those guys' ability to step up. I don't personally believe that shifts over the course of the remaining nine games of this regular season plus postseason play that this Texas team will be involved in.
I think the good thing is they play Thursday night, and they can see how the team will look with this receiver core. And if they feel like it's an issue, they got a little time to try to make
they
a move.
They have 10 days between games.
Like, it's not like waiting until Sunday.
But not just 10 days. It'd be 5 days till the deadline.
I'm talking about after Thursday night's game. Yeah. They're going to have a nice break there to sort of evaluate, make a decision, make a move if they want to. The other part of this that's interesting to me is, you know, Stephon Diggs was very, very rapidly got really close with C.J. Stroud. And that's on the field and off. And on the field, when C.J. Stroud is on the move, Reggie, he was looking at Nico and Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those guys is gone, and the other guy is going to be back in a couple of weeks. So, you know, can you rely on Xavier Hutchinson? Can you rely on Dalton Schultz?
Well, I think that's where you lean on Sunday, and maybe it was fortuitous that you saw him really lock in with Dalton Schultz early, and then you can lean back on the idea, and we've talked about this before, we'll see how effective it actually becomes in practice this season. Last year, who was his confidant when it came to finding somebody in broken plays? It was Tank Dell, right? Mm-hmm. Those guys, there is a rapport there, and it seems like CJ does a great job of having a rapport with all of these guys. I think that it becomes a lot clearer that, hey, man, those guys are now someone that you need to lean on, particularly in this Jets game and possibly beyond. So, again, if you are just tuning in, the news of the hour and the news of the moment is that Stephon Diggs is indeed lost for the remainder of the season with an ACL tear. Someone on the YouTube cleaning us up, ACL 6 to 9 months maybe.
I think it depends.
It really does depend on the person. Yeah. And I don't know. Like, I hope that Stephon Diggs is a lot more like Adrian Peterson, where it's just he heals up real quick, and all of a sudden he is back playing in the same season after an ACL tear. So, yeah, no, that is the hope. But unfortunately, the reality of the situation, the news of the situation, is that Stephon Diggs is expected to be out for the remainder of the season with an ACL tear. What they do from here on out, That is the conversation, right? And we have people all up and down the 5-hour energy fan line. 281, Robo, what you got? QB seems to have chemistry with Hutch and fix the inside of the old line. 832, to my tight ends comment, well, the tight ends are busy trying to block. And then a lot of people pointing to the idea that Thursday night should help you determine whether you should go after a wide out.
Was talking about you haven't had the consistent production from the two guys that we've mentioned the most, Xavier Hutchinson and John Mechie. John Mechie especially. Confidence in Nico, we'll see when he gets back. Confidence obviously in Tank. Beyond that, I mean, is that a championship level receiving core, especially when your offensive line is the way it is and your quarterback is on the run? I don't know. I wish I had a better answer.
We will see first.
Yeah, there's still plenty of time to talk about it, and the place to hear people talk about this and more with your text is right here on Sports Radio 610. In fact, coming up next on In the Loop, let's go ahead and hear from the head coach of this team, DeMeco Ryans, as he talked a little bit earlier, obviously giving us the news that that Stephon Diggs is out for the remainder of the season. Let's hear what else he talked about next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.